Mr. Schultz, President. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you are. Yeah. George, one thing that I may, somebody may ask, I doubt it, but they might. Stans, as you note, said that wage increases after in phase two would be based on productivity and that we were leaning to a government administration of wage and price controls and rather than a tripartite board. Now, actually, in my opinion, I mean, it's not all that big, but it's really well for all of our people not to say a damn thing about what we're leaning to.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, that's an option that I've got to make, and for cabinet people to indicate that, well, we lean to this or that or the other thing only creates either uncertainty or raises expectations that we may dash or creates conflict that we don't need to have.
But it also is inconsistent with the posture that we're in.
We're supposed to be talking to people. I intend to say today that we're going to have, that we will have an effective program, that it will deal with both wages and prices, particularly in major industries. I think that's what I should say. Does that sound all right to you?
That sounds all right.
And that it will have teeth in it. I think we've got to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can say that there's not going to be any sanctions.
Sure, I agree.
And that's all. But that's all I'm going to say.
But if you get it in the form of stands,
what would you say on that? That represents one point of view.
His speculations, but you are going to make that decision, and you are still listening.
Yeah, that's right.
And there is no decision.
All right. Do you feel that that's the best?
It's very important to knock that down because, and we've told that to Ron Ziegler. I don't know how he's made out this year.
Well, I will knock it down. It's important to knock it down, and. I don't know, when we, unfortunately, Connolly's not here because he's the fellow that should keep that cost of living council in line, but, and I don't want to bother.
Well, I've whacked at him a couple of times when they've gotten out of line, and I'll do that again.
I would just simply say, I just think you'd better put out a memorandum, maybe from me, that I would strongly suggest that until the decision is announced on... around the middle of next month, there should be no speculation whatever as to what that decision will be.
Okay, I'll get that out.
Just say that. That I understand that there'll be great interest in it, and there can be discussion, but there should be no speculation as to what the president's decision will be, so that our continued consultations will have credibility, and so that I will have none of my options closed.
Right.
Yeah. Just put out something, a memorandum to that effect.
All right, sir.